Now, the latest survey from Public Policy Polling has Donald Trump continuing to grow his lead over other GOP candidates, 29% nationally compared to 15% for Ben Carson, who's clearly in second now. Jeb Bush with 9%, Carly Fiorina with 8%, the other candidates trailing further back. More interesting out of this survey is some information about what Trump supporters think. And joining us now to talk about those numbers and more is Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
And again, no surprise or certainly no new developments other than a change in the size of Donald Trump's lead, but that we've seen before. Also in this survey, I'm quoting now from the press release, 66% of Trump supporters say they believe that Obama is a Muslim. 61% think Obama was not born in the United States. 63% say they want to amend the Constitution to eliminate birthright citizenship. That's changing the 14th Amendment, and that doesn't seem to be too far out of line with what Republicans as a whole think.
Yeah, really the impetus for asking about some of these issues on this poll was that last week, Lindsey Graham said in a press conference that Donald Trump supporters are all people who think Obama's a Muslim and that he was born in another country and all that sort of stuff. So after Senator Graham said that, we decided to put it to the test. And as you said, that's the exactly true. Most of Trump's supporters do think all of those things. But what was interesting is that in addition to more than 60% of Trump supporters thinking each of those things, when you look at the overall Republican electorate, as you said, it's quite similar. 54% of Republican primary voters overall say they think President Obama's a Muslim. 51% want to eliminate birthright citizenship. And only 29% of them acknowledge that President Obama was born in the United States. And what was particularly funny about that was that there were more Republicans, 40%, who said that they thought that Ted Cruz was born in the United States, even though I don't think Ted Cruz is trying to deny that he was born in Canada.
And again, you know, the birthright citizenship thing, the issue there regarding do you want to change the 14th Amendment or not is at least a political debate. The others are sort of demonstrably wrong, and we've known this for some time. I think we have President Obama's birth certificate partly because Donald Trump was yelling about it for so long, and yet people still think, not just people, but a sizable percentage of people still think the other way. Is this, how unusual is this in American politics, do you know, to find such a large percentage of voters, at least on one side of the aisle, that are all seem to agree that this fact is true when it's in fact not?
Well, I think it's an artifact of the reality that during the Obama years, facts have sort of become subject to being treated like opinion. So I think if you really, you know, drill down with these people who say these things, what I believe would come out is they would say, well, I know Obama was born in Hawaii, but I just don't consider him to have been born in the United States. Or I know Obama says that he's a Christian, but I just consider him to be a Muslim. So I think it's something where we're asking them factual questions with with actual real answers, and they're just giving opinionated answers and just sort of refusing to accept the facts. And I think that is just an artifact of we have a president who the intensity of hatred towards within certain quarters is really just sort of off the charts. And I think clearly, when you look at questions like this, there's an obvious racial angle involved in people just stubbornly insisting that these things that are true about Obama are not true. And I think that's why you have these situations where people are just absolutely rejecting factual information.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website if you want to go there and check out the numbers. This is from a national survey. And the numbers we're talking about here are focusing on GOP voters. To be fair, do you find similar things with voters on the left that they express opinions on factual questions, or is this more of something that's concentrated on the right?
Well, it's definitely something that during the Obama years, these kinds of theories and stuff have been a lot more prevalent on the Republican side. One thing that we tested about when George W. Bush was president was whether people thought that he had something to do with 9/11, which was sort of the truther movement. That was sort of the conspiracy theory that was more prevalent on the left side. But when we would ask about that, only 15 or 20% of Democrats would say that they bought into it. So all of these Republicans' conspiracy theories are sort of on a completely different level in terms of how many people are willing to buy into them. And it will be interesting to see if a Republican gets elected president, if some of this kooky thought starts creeping up a little bit more on the left, if it is something that's just more a vestige of which party's in power. But I think at the end of the day, Republicans are more prone to sort of buy into these kinds of things than Democrats are.
Another really fascinating thing to me, taking a look at this race and sort of looking at these numbers too, Trump is pulling support from sort of all sides of the Republican electorate, very conservative moderates and everyone in between. But we tend to think of him as being a very conservative candidate, even compared with the other Republicans in the race. He's also simultaneously saying some pretty liberal things. He wants to raise taxes. He seems finer with universal health care than you would expect from Republicans, and sort of other positions as well that don't necessarily jive with the standard GOP line. And there's other numbers here from this survey that Republican primary voters kind of feel the same way. We think of them as being very conservative, but 78% of them are in favor of criminal background checks for firearm purchases. A plurality want to raise the minimum wage. And yet, they're backing the candidate that is sort of out there as being not just the conservative one, but the extremely conservative one. Is this, how do we explain this?
Well, I think that as the Trump campaign sort of rolls along, his tone is really, I think, becoming more sort of just a generally populist tone than something that can necessarily be slotted into either conservative or liberal. For instance, he's been doing a lot of speaking out against money in politics, which isn't something that conservatives or Republicans usually do, but is something where people who are just generally angry, regardless of their ideology, might find some kinship with him there. So it is fascinating that certainly he's strong with conservatives, but he's also leading with moderates, leading with people who are more concerned about winning in the general election than they are about having the most conservative candidate possible and that sort of thing. His overall campaign message, I think, has gotten a lot more complicated as the campaign has rolled along.
And insofar as that's true, are you seeing him starting to pull support from independents or even Democrats too?
Well, we're going to have the general election part of this poll out tomorrow, and it used to be a few months ago that Donald Trump was massively behind Hillary Clinton. Now he's only 2 points behind her in a national head-to-head, which is closer than Mitt Romney or John McCain came to Barack Obama. So he is improving his standing with independents. He is winning over a little bit more Democratic support than he was earlier. And certainly part of all of that is a vestige of Hillary Clinton struggling, too. But definitely Trump support has gotten broader over the last few months. I think when we talked in June, it was a dream for Democrats to run against Trump in the general election because it looked like it would just be an electoral college landslide. Now it looks like that contest would be a lot more competitive than it had seemed like it would be.
Speaking again with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. And one more question before we have to let you go. The other candidate that's starting to surge on the Republican side is the other candidate that lacks electoral experience, the other outsider, Ben Carson. And he's still a more popular candidate than Donald Trump, even though he isn't necessarily pulling the same percentage of voters calling him their first choice. Does Ben Carson have a stronger standing than Donald Trump long term?
He may. I mean, I think what Carson's done really well that's made him so popular with Republican voters across the board is that he's kind of stayed above the fray. Donald Trump's fighting with everybody else. Everybody else is fighting with Donald Trump. So if you like Donald Trump, for the most part at this point, you don't like the other candidates. And if you like one of the other candidates, you don't like Donald Trump. And Carson, I think, has been able to sort of just stay out of that nastiness to a much better extent than the rest of the field has done, and I think that's why he's so popular, and it's why he's a lot of people's second choice. So if you see other people sort of fade along the way, if you feel a lot of other people fade along the way, he's somebody who's sort of well-positioned to pick up on that.
I'll keep following this. Again, publicpolicypolling.com is the website if you want to get all of these numbers from the national survey, and check back to the website for more numbers later on this week. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.